Hi, Corey here on a beautiful, beautiful summer day. I guess it's not technically summer, but it is gorgeous out here in Redmond, which is right near Seattle, and my office is right behind us, actually. And so came out here to casually give you a wonderful Tuesdays with Corey episode. Today, I want to talk a little bit about planning. In Azure, we're constantly shipping. We ship something every day somewhere in the world, all different services, all different updates, right? They're happening all the time. And it's really all a part of sort of the agile system that we have. Each team is sort of delivering on individual schedules and timelines in order to sort of pull all the pieces together to offer you the best service possible at the fastest and most agile speed we can. And so it's been great, right? It's been really fantastic to deliver on these features and sort of meet customer expectations. But the question that I oftentimes get is, gosh, how do you decide what to do? It's a great question, and it's actually a hard one. And so let me kind of walk you through a little bit about actually what we're doing right now. So we take a ton of feedback. We take a ton of input across lots of different sources. We spend actually a lot of time in user voice. We take a look at what customers are saying, what they're voting for. We spend some time to sort of respond and give updates as part of that. It's sort of a great source of input for us. But we also get a lot of direct customer feedback. We go and do phone calls. We call down. We ask customers what they think, how we could improve. We get feedback from Twitter and from comments in some of the blog posts and so on about areas that we could improve and things that we could go focus on. And so the feedback's coming in all over the place from customers, including from even internal customers, folks like our own IT department that's giving us quite a bit of feedback about places to improve. And of course, our support engineers that come back and say, hey, customers are complaining about this. Could you make it better? And so we get a ton of this feedback and we wrap it all up. We also get a lot of feedback from partners. And so I was actually down in the Bay Area just a couple weeks ago getting a bunch of feedback down there and sort of hearing areas that we can improve, both on the Windows and also on the Linux side, and sort of taking a lot of that feedback as well. We also have some partner-focused teams who really all they do is kind of talk to partners and understand what we need to do to make the platform better for some of these applications that are deploying. So we take all that feedback. We sort of have a team of folks that go through it. We prioritize it based on sort of what we're trying to do, sort of the needs that we see customers having over the next 3 to 6 months, and sort of make a stack list for us to go sort of work down in sort of an agile way across the different teams, and we fan that out to the teams and away everyone goes, and so that kind of is the main process. As we sort of work through some of those lists, the exciting things that we've got coming, I can't share everything with you. Some things are still being decided or designed, but some of the obvious stuff that we're working through, we are spending a lot of time working on performance. We're spending a lot of time working on scale requirements that customers have. As we see more and more customers deploying, they're asking for the ability to really scale quickly up and down. And so a lot of improvements there to make that super simple and easy to sort of code against. We're also seeing a lot of IT requirements sort of around management and so on, better support there, DR backup, etc. And so some great opportunities there for us to really enhance the platform. And then some of the expected fundamentals that you'd like to see, things like improved reliability, availability, these sorts of things, scale of the platform itself. All these things are areas of focus for us and ones that we take very seriously. As customers deploy on us, we want to make sure that we are living up to all their expectations, and so there's a lot of ongoing work pretty much all the time that we're doing in those areas to make sure everything's getting better all the time. And so it's fantastic, it's great, it's a really great opportunity. Not everything's closed. You've got an idea, you've got something that you think we should go work on, some fix you think we should take, please jump in, give me a shout on Twitter. If it's about IPv6, I've heard the feedback, so thank you. Maybe you can repeat it if you want to, but for anything else, please go ahead and send me a note on Twitter. The Twitter tag is #AzureTWC. Got it? Yay. And so please hit us up with questions, comments, feedback, additional things we can go work on. We'd love to hear from you. Absolutely. Anything that you got for us. So thanks. I hope you enjoy the day. I hope it's as pretty for you as it is for me here. Please let us know what you got. Thanks again. Have a good Tuesday.
Numbers there, numbers there, flap there.
Alright. You ready to roll?
We are good, once again.
You missed all my jokes now because you didn't have that word. At least you're not coughing like an idiot this time. Oh, that's not nice. I like you, Rick. Okay.